It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." Responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes, it is, and it's coming now, it's coming.
Thank you very much, Tom Dooley, and good Wednesday, everybody. What a delight it is to be here on Wednesday, this third day of December 2014. Can you believe we are in December and we're here to pray? And I appreciate you joining us all across America and around the world that are praying with us today. It's a great broadcast we have lined up for the next hour, the Hour of Power. If my people which are called by my name, the word of the Lord declares, I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. And this 24-hour prayer broadcast is dedicated to praying for another spiritual awakening in America, city by city. City by city, we're going to see an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. And I'm believing for 1,000 cities with 1,000 prayer centers, with 1,000 prayer leaders. And you can join this breakout prayer network by having a prayer center in your neighborhood, in your city. It can be a private location, or it can be a public location. And we're so thankful to have had the Clewiston, Florida Prayer Center sign in. In fact, they're the first ones. Clewiston, Florida Prayer Center. And that's located at New Harvest Church. And the prayer leader is Pastor Chuck Pelham. And there is a private prayer center now in Lubbock, Texas, the Lubbock, Texas Prayer Center. It's a private location, but the prayer leader is Roy Ivins. And wow, we're going to have 1,000 of these. And we're going to have 1,000 churches praying with us. That was my first call. And we do have churches all across America and around the world. In fact, we have some brand new churches praying with us. I want to welcome some churches across America, around the world. Bridge Church in Scotland, Calvary Worship Center in Hominy, Oklahoma, New Beginnings Church in Liberal, Kansas, Northgate Church, Monroe, Louisiana, Powerhouse Assembly of God in Moore, Oklahoma, River of Hope Christian Fellowship, Odessa, Texas, First Assembly of God, Elliottsville, Indiana. And we have First Assembly of God, Levelland, Texas, First Assembly of God, Alva, Oklahoma. We have Second Baptist Highlands Church, Second Baptist Church, Highlands, Texas. We have Abundant Grace Ministry in Canyon, Texas. And we have Abundant Life Christian Center in Margate, Florida, praying with us. GLOW International, Flemington, New Jersey, praying with us. All Tribes Fellowship in Wagner, South Dakota, welcome. And we have Loma Baptist Church in Winter Springs, Florida. Amarillo Fellowship, Amarillo, Texas. We have Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, Chula Vista, California, praying with us today. I want to welcome the Baptist Church in Estes Park, Colorado. And I want to welcome Beam of Life Tabernacle in Bayou Soleil, Louisiana. That sounds pretty French, doesn't it? Bertrand Bible Church in Niles, Michigan. I want to welcome that church. I want to welcome today Bethel Assembly of God in Temple, Texas. We want to welcome Blairsville Church of God in Blairsville, Georgia. Bolivar United Methodist Church in Bolivar, Ohio. We want to welcome the Britain Christian Church, Oklahoma City. Broadway United Methodist Church in Council Bluffs, Iowa. And churches all across the land that are praying with us, thank you for being a part. And if you want to sign your church up, then you can just go to letspraymerica.com. Letspraymerica.com. And you can sign your church in. And if you want to sign up to be a part of the Breakout Prayer Network, then you could do so. So we have hundreds of churches, hundreds of cities. I believe in, we've got about 6,000 people that have been individuals that have signed up to pray with us. I want to welcome you today. And let's just pray right now. Father, we just pray that you would anoint this prayer service here on BPN Radio and all across America, in different parts of the world. People are praying for another spiritual awakening in America, because as America goes, so goes the world. So we appreciate people praying with us today. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much, and we believe in prayer. And so we just dedicate this hour to you in Jesus' name. And we enter your gates with thanksgiving, and we enter your courts with praise, because we are so thankful. You know, the Bible says in the last days, people would be unthankful, and then they would be unholy. When we become thankless, when we all our lives are just filled with complaints, we eventually become unholy. So we want to be thankful today. Lord, I am so thankful. I'm thankful, Lord, for my 53 years of marriage. I'm thankful, God, for my 47 years of full-time ministry. I'm thankful, Lord, that I've had the privilege of being a prayer leader in this nation since 1967. A prayer and prophetic voice in America since 1985, traveling across this nation, calling people to pray. And Lord, I will not give in, give out, or give up. I will not retreat, because I know that you have called me to be a prayer leader. And I'm thankful today for the privilege of knowing you and serving you I'm thankful for life. I'm thankful for eternal life. And I'm thankful for my friends and my relationships and all the different churches that I've had the privilege of ministering in these past 30 years of traveling, almost 30 years. Thankful, Lord, for people that are joining us today here on this Wednesday on BPN Radio. And I just, I'm so grateful, thankful. Why don't you just take a few moments? Take a few moments for while Courtney ministers in music here and just express some gratitude to God. Would you do that? Father, we come into your presence today by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus. Declaring, God, you are our Father, and we today are your sons and daughters, bought by the blood of Jesus. Not with things like silver and gold, couldn't have happened, but by the precious blood of the Son of God. And we come into your presence by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus today. And I just today we're going to be praying for people to be free. We have a special guest on today has a tremendous ministry in praying for people to get free of strongholds and suicide tendencies and addictions and all sorts of things. And so she's going to be our special guest. She's an incredible young lady. And so we're going to be praying for people to be free, and particularly because of the suicide rate that is increasing in America. It is an epidemic in this nation, and particularly in children between the ages of 10 and 14 now. One of the leading causes of death in children between the ages of 10 and 14 is suicide. Young people taking their lives. And of course, we're all reminded of the recent suicide of a young football player in Ohio who played for Ohio State University in a very, very tragic situation. A young man had a bright future ahead of him. So what is happening today? Why are people taking their lives? Why is the suicide rate becoming such an epidemic? Why is it so increasing? And so many factors are being reported. Feelings of hopelessness and anxiety, along with feelings of being trapped in a life that one can't handle. Real contributors to teen suicide, divorce of parents, violence in the home, inability to find success at school, feelings of worthlessness, rejection by friends or peers, substance abuse, death of someone close to the teenager, the suicide of a friend or someone he or she knows. And of course, we know that that suicide is being painted as a beautiful thing by so many, many other young people. So we're gonna be praying about this today, and we ask that you just spend time if you will. But right now we're gonna worship God. Here's some friends of mine, Brian and Kristen Ming. We're gonna worship God. We're gonna be back to pray more. Come on, let's worship Him. Father God, we worship you today. You're a holy God. We lift up holy hands here on BPN Radio on this Wednesday. You're holy, holy, holy. Come on, worship him with me this morning, this afternoon, this evening, whatever time it may be that you are listening to this broadcast. Okay, it's a privilege to have here on BPN Radio today your 24-hour internet prayer station as our special guest, a young lady that I've known for several years, Kristen Hammond. And Kristen is the associate pastor of Rivergate Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I've ministered there several times, and she oversees the children and youth department as well as the Rivergate School of Supernatural Ministry, the Rivergate Apostolic Network. And she's married to Shane Hammond. They have two children. I understand that Kristen has another one on the way. Didn't know that. Congratulations. And Kristen is, since age 12, has served in the children's ministry department, currently mentors and ministers to the youth of Rivergate Church on a weekly basis with a degree in early childhood education, special education from Oral Roberts University. Pastor Kristen has developed the School of the Supernatural to be a strong training center for anyone with any background to pursue authentic discipleship with Jesus. And she's written some of the school's most popular classes, including Breaking Free. And that's what we want to talk about today. Kristen, thank you for being on today's broadcast.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And congratulations on a third child coming.
Thank you. We're excited.
I know that you are. And you're part of a great church. Always enjoy ministering there at the church, Rivergate Church, with your mom and dad also, Pastor Joe and Linda Budd. And we want to talk about breaking free today. There's an epidemic in the church. I believe that. And there are so many, many pastors today that they don't talk about this subject. And yet it is, I would call it an epidemic in the church. So talk about breaking free and some of the the misconceptions that we have in the church today concerning people being bound by strongholds and being demonized. And just share a little bit with the congregation today so we can pray for some people.
Sure, I'd be happy to. I grew up being a pastor's kid and being in the church. And before we experienced the Holy Spirit and we experienced renewal, when someone talked about deliverance, the picture that I would get in my head is someone described in the Bible that is foaming at the mouth, that is acting all kinds of crazy, falling down, rolling on the floor. And the misconception that I had is that you had to be really screwed up and not know Jesus to need deliverance. And unfortunately, I think that's kind of what gets communicated to a lot of people, whether it's directly said or not. People in America tend to have the idea that if I need deliverance, there must be something wrong with me. And so there's a lot of shame about it. People tend to think my issues, my private life, I don't have to talk about it. I can handle this on my own. And there's even a stigma for pastors and church leaders as far as needing deliverance themselves. I think that there's a fear that if they admit to people, to their congregation, to people that they minister to, hey, I have a problem in this area of my life, then people are going to leave them or disown them and not support them anymore, and that it would disqualify them for ministry, which is absolutely untrue. If you look at Scripture, the guys that Jesus chose to be his disciples were probably some of the most screwed up guys there were, yet they did some of the greatest stuff, and they did deliverance ministry themselves. And so deliverance is just something that we all need. We all live in a fallen world, and we all get slimed. You know, think of the Ghostbusters movie. Mm-hmm. We all get slimed from time to time. You know, we drive a car. You drive a car. I drive a car. After it rains, after it snows, you need to get your car washed, right?
Right.
I know that I do, too. And if you drive a car in the streets of the U.S., every now and then you're going to need a car wash. So if you live in this world, in a fallen world, every now and then, even though your eyes are focused on Jesus, you're going to need a spiritual car wash, so to speak. And so this shame, this idea of shame that has been projected onto the church, that if there's something wrong with you, you better keep it hidden, or you better not let people know about it, is totally from the enemy. It's setting people up to get hurt, to hurt more people, and people are protecting their shame instead of going after freedom. And one thing that I tell people is most of the deliverance that we need has nothing to do with what we've done personally. We've been set up by the enemy to have hurt happen to us, and in our hurt, sometimes we make stupid choices, but we got set up by the enemy, and we need Jesus' love all over us.
I absolutely agree. And I have read your materials. I think you have some of the most incredible materials on deliverance, freedom, that I have ever read. I really believe, Christian, you're one of the best kept secrets in America, because I believe that many churches, many Christians could profit from those materials. And I'm going to ask you how people can get those in a moment. But, you know, I guess I'm just kind of stunned why there's such a huge hindrance in American Christian churches regarding the idea of Christians needing deliverance, and many churches won't teach on it. They're afraid to do so. Many don't have the resources to help people with this kind of ministry, and so it's just one that is it's kind of an issue. Don't ask, don't tell. And but it's a major problem. So many people are bound in the church. So why aren't pastors not talking about it?
I think there's a lot of fear there. And there's a lot of shame. I know personally, I recognized in my life growing up that I struggled with the issue of rejection, for example. And there's a lot of lies that get told to you in the process, because there's a lot of miscommunication out there, good intentions, but miscommunication. For example, growing up with rejection, I thought that I would just have to learn how to overcome it, that some people struggle with it and some people don't. And those are all lies. And I came to realize that it was a spiritual issue. I read every book that I knew to read, every self-help book. You know, I tried every leadership strategy that I could try, and none of those things would work. Secular materials didn't work. Counseling didn't work. Christian authors, it didn't work, even though, you know, they had good things to say. It was a spiritual issue, and so it required spiritual help. And it's a spirit issue, so it required deliverance. And when I got free from that spirit, my life totally changed. The shame was gone. The fear was gone. The rejection was gone. I wasn't believing some of the lies that I used to believe anymore. But I had to come to that place in my life. And I think pastors and leaders do too. And they have to lead their congregation to that place. And the best place to do it, the best place to start, is by leading them themselves and being honest. This is what I'm going through. People will always get behind a transparent leader. Somebody standing up and saying, this is what I'm going through. I refuse to protect my shame anymore. Whatever it takes, I am going after more of God who's with me. People will get behind that and will get motivated by that and feel the power of the Holy Spirit on that.
I really believe that. And, you know, I just would like to encourage pastors and leaders, anyone that may be listening to BPN Radio today, to get your materials. And tell me about the Breaking Free classes that you've written and teach and you teach on.
Sure. We have two different classes, Breaking Free Part 1 and Breaking Free Part 2. Breaking Free Part 1 is an 8-session class, and we usually teach it over the course of 8 weeks. And it starts off with the basics and goes all the way through being able to get personal deliverance in ministry. And we deal with different areas. We talk about the sins of the fathers and the resulting curses. We talk about soul spirit hurts and ungodly beliefs. We talk about demonic oppression. We talk about forgiveness, because I am amazed at how much forgiveness really plays a part in the deliverance process, and how many people just don't even understand the concept of deliverance or have misconceptions about it. And each class takes you through personal homework that helps you get deliverance while you're in the class. And so at about week 7, we usually gather people together for some personal ministry time. We call it Breaking Free Weekend. And people have fallen in love with Breaking Free Weekend. They show up time and time again as alumni because they just really get ministered to personally. And that's kind of like where the Holy Spirit shows up. And because the stronghold has been dismantled through all of the homework assignments and through the teaching, the whole stronghold just comes crashing down without any of those manifestations that people get scared about. Oh my gosh, I'm going to foam at the mouth, and I'm going to fall down, and I'm going to, it doesn't happen. It doesn't have to happen. You know, there's no demonic voices that are speaking out of people or anything like that. It doesn't even happen. And the class itself teaches someone how to live a lifestyle of deliverance. And once they complete part one, they have all the tools necessary to keep doing deliverance on themselves, because we're going to need ongoing deliverance until we get to heaven. And then in part two, we address some specific spirits. And it's not as intense homework-wise as far as part one goes, but it really deals with some strongholds that are affecting churches and communities and even different areas of countries. And that's a 10-week class. Most of it is taught by Pastors Joel and Linda Budd. And it has some very practical reading that goes along with it. So it's very personal, but yet corporate at the same time.
Kristen, tell the listening audience today, before we pray, how they can get your materials and get involved in what you guys are doing, because you're not just Johnny come lately. I know you've been doing this for a number of years, and I just know you've had tremendous fruit from the ministry there. So how do people make contact with you?
Sure. They can contact us in two different ways. They can email me directly, and that is CRISTINH@rivergatetulsa.org, or they can call our office at 918-492-5511, extension 39. And we have the class available for individuals who are interested in taking it in a correspondence way, or we have materials available for a church or a ministry that wants to teach it as a class with their own personal groups. And I'd be happy to answer any questions for churches and ministry groups that want to get it going as a class with their own area.
So pastors and churches, they can teach your materials.
Yes. We want them to. We want this to get out worldwide.
Okay. And does the church have a website that people can visit?
Yes, rivergatetulsa.org.
Rivergatetulsa.org. Rivergatetulsa.org. Kristen, thank you so much. And of course, this is a prayer time, broadcasting 24 hours a day, and really appreciate you being on. And but I want you to say a prayer for those today that are listening to the program, praying with us, and just needing some ministry, some freedom in their lives, some strongholds broken. So if you would pray in conclusion today, I would appreciate it.
Sure, I would love to. Jesus, I pray that you would come right now and that you would reveal yourself in a supernatural way to each and every single person that is listening in, that has been saying, you know what, I have been struggling over and over and over again in this area of my life, and I just really need some relief. I pray that you would reveal yourself to them and that you would wrap your loving arms around them. God, I thank you for what you did for us with the cross, and that we have direct access to get the deliverance and to get the freedom that we need. I pray that right now you would just silence the lies of the enemy, and you would silence any shame and any fear, and that you would cause your Christians, your disciples, your church to rise up with boldness and say, whatever it takes, I'm going after my freedom. Whatever it takes, I'm going after my calling and I'm going after my gift. Whatever it takes, I'm not going to protect my shame any longer. I am going for everything that God has for me, for my full destiny. Jesus, I pray that you would just release supernatural grace in this season for each and every single person that's going to pursue deliverance, that wants to pursue freedom, and that you would just release the resources from heaven, the revelations from your heart that people need to go after it. We love you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you very much, Kristen. Kristen Hammond, God bless you. And Gina, looking forward to being there at the church on New Year's Eve. Thank you for being on the broadcast today.
Thank you.
Okay, we appreciate having Kristen Hammond on with us today. And what a wonderful young lady she is. And I'm sure that you enjoyed her sharing about freedom. And wow. So we're very thankful for her. And remember, if you would like to have more information concerning the materials that she was talking about, then you can go to Rivergate Tulsa. That's rivergatetulsa.org. Rivergatetulsa.org. And you can get some more materials there from that church, Kristen Hammond. I've ministered there several times. Fantastic church near Oral Roberts University. And I'll be there ministering on New Year's Eve, as I was last year, maybe the year before. So trust that you'll come out. And I will also be ministering this Sunday morning and Sunday night in Nashville, Tennessee, actually a suburb, Franklin, Tennessee, for my spiritual grandson, Jack Mooring. And Jack is a wonderful young man. And that's at New River Fellowship in Franklin, Tennessee. And I would like to invite all of my friends from the Nashville, Tennessee area to be there Sunday morning, Sunday night. And for more information on that church, you can go to newriverfellowship.com. That's newriverfellowship.com. Looking forward to being there with Jack and Whitney Mooring. It's going to be a great weekend, and hope to see you there. Well, you're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, and dedicated and designated to praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening, believing for 1,000 cities, 1,000 prayer centers, and 1,000 prayer leaders. And we do have some new cities that have just joined us. Le Mans, France. Welcome. We give a shout out to people in Le Mans, France. Lawrenceville, Georgia has joined us. Pendleton, Indiana. Pontoon Beach, Illinois. And we'd also like to welcome Vidor, Texas. Weatherford, Texas. We'd like to welcome Cleveland, Oklahoma. And Fort Mill, South Carolina. McGregor, Texas. We'd like to welcome Wright, Arkansas. And Brisbane, Queensland, Australia. Port Orange, Florida. Port St. Lucie, Florida. Hiawassee, Georgia. Ministered there on several occasions. Freetown, Indiana. DeRider, Louisiana. Andrews, North Carolina. Praying with us today in cities all across America. And if you would like to sign up your city, your church, you as an individual, just go to letsprayamerica.com. There's a, and then it just says sign up. And you put your name, your email address, so we can put you on our mailing list. And then, of course, you can put the name of your church and your city so that we will know. If you don't have a church, just put the name of your city. But it's good to have you. Good to have you listening here on Breakout Prayer Network. And we just want to pray right now as we have been talking about freedom. people that have suicidal thoughts. Maybe you've even tried suicide before, but it's an epidemic in America. Robin Williams brought that to light when the man who seemingly had everything, the man who made America laugh, he committed suicide. And so, Father, we just pray right now. Would you help me pray? You there, would you help me agree with me in prayer? In Jesus' name, we just pray in the name of Jesus concerning these people that are listening to this broadcast, and they have suicidal tendencies. They think there's no reason to live. And when they look into the future seems helpless and hopeless. It's like the day is so bleak, the day is so dark. And when the sun comes up, they wish for the night. And when the night comes, they long for the day. I pray for them right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We bind that suicidal spirit. We bind the spirit of self-destruction. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We declare that spirit cannot operate, cannot function in people's lives today. In the name of Jesus, would you help me pray? Would you just help me intercede for those that are on the verge of committing suicide, those that desire to take their own life? Would you help me pray for them right now? Call on the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Father, in Jesus' name, we pray in the name of the Lord for these today that feel hopeless and helpless. In Jesus' name, we pray for those that are filled with anxiety, those that have panic attacks. Even in my life, in my ministry for 4 years, I went through a season in the 80s of where I had regular panic attacks, and the Lord just came and ministered healing and freedom to me. So we must know that the Lord is with us. 20 million people have panic attacks almost on a daily basis. Difficulty in getting their breath with all kinds of different phobias in their lives. And so I just pray for freedom. This is a freedom day. The Bible said, whom the Son hath made free is free indeed. So I declare today, I declare your freedom in Jesus' name from everything that is keeping you from being free indeed. That's an exclamation point. So I pray for you today here on BPN Radio, that you will be free. Free indeed. Free indeed. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I proclaim your freedom now in the name of the Lord, binding all spirits of suicide and self-destruction. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Free indeed, free from every stronghold, free from every act of perversion, free from all suicide, free from all addictions. Would you help me pray for people that have addictions in their lives to drugs, to substance abuse? Would you just do that? As my spiritual grandson Leland sings about the Holy Spirit. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to have His way in people's lives.
Love and forgiveness flow deep and wide, so I'll run to You and surrender all as I lay down my life and pick up my cross. What a joy it is to give my life. tremble, though trials may come. The rock of ages is standing strong. I'm fighting battles, but the war is won. So I'll run to you and surrender.
Spirit, have your way in me. I just ask Holy Spirit right now that you minister to people all across this land, all across America, different nations of the world, in Jesus' name. I just pray for you right now. You that may feel all alone today, and maybe you're not having thoughts of suicide, but you're certainly depressed. You're bound by fear, rejection. I just pray for women today that have gone through a divorce. You feel totally rejected. You feel unwanted. You feel unneeded. And you feel a lot of despair. And it's all turned inward. I pray for you today in Jesus' name. I pray for you today that the Holy Spirit would have his way in you. I bind all spirits of bitterness, revenge, in Jesus' name, particularly for those of those ladies out there, those of you that your husband has left you for another woman. I just pray for you, or possibly another man. I pray for you right now in Jesus' name, that the Holy Spirit would minister to you and realize that life is not over. And I just ask in Jesus' name, that you receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit today. I pray for those of you that have waited for so long for a husband, or waited so long for a wife, and you really feel helpless and hopeless today. You just feel like, hey, this is never going to happen. I've waited for so long. I've prayed so long for a godly husband or a godly wife. And you just say, well, I just don't know. I pray for you today. I just declare that God is going to bring a special man into your life, or for you guys, a special woman into your life who will love you and care for you. And those who just feel rejected and dejected and alone today, I pray for you right now in Jesus' name. And, you know, particularly during the Christmas season, there's so many, many people that that feel like that their life is so empty, and as families prepare to be together and get together and people are Christmas shopping, you're avoiding those places because Christmas is, you know, it's just a time when you're alone. I pray for you right now. I pray the Holy Spirit would minister to you. And I pray for wives today, you that have husbands that are in the military and are away from home, and you're going to be alone this Christmas without your husband, and maybe even your children being alone without their father. I pray for you right now in Jesus' name. The Holy Spirit would just minister to you in a very, very special way. In the name of Jesus, I pray for those of you that have husbands in prison. They're not going to be home for Christmas. They're going to celebrate. Maybe not celebrate. They're going to have a Christmas meal in prison, and it's going to be very difficult for you to celebrate also because your husband, maybe the father of your children, is in prison. I pray for the 3 million men and women that are incarcerated in our American prisons. I pray for them today. I pray for a special grace upon them. I pray for the release of Saeed Abedini in that Iranian prison now for over 2 years, and I pray for his wife and children. I pray that Saeed Abedini, Pastor Saeed Abedini, will be able to come home, and he will not recognize Christmas alone this year. And help us to realize there's people listening to this broadcast, listening to this BPN radio prayer session, that certainly feel all alone today. But I declare in the name of Jesus that the Lord is with you and the Holy Spirit is ministering to you. And I just want you to know, even though it may just be you or your children, or it may be in a prison, so you're not alone. Because he said, the Lord said, I will never leave you or forsake you. I'll go all the way with you, even to the end of the world. I'm here to declare you're not alone. Here's Carrie Job. So thankful. I'm so thankful on this Wednesday that we are not alone today, that you are with us, guiding and directing our lives. And I'm here to say that anything can change in the next 24 hours. And that's why you must know, you must have this hope that makes not ashamed, that anything can change in your life in the next 24 hours. And I pray for you. I pray for you that you will not give up, give out, or give in, but you will realize that He is with you, guiding and directing your life. And I pray for you in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that you'll be free from all loneliness, fear, addictions, abuse, substance abuse, prescription drugs, anxiety, dread, revenge, that you will be free. For whom the Son hath made free is free indeed. We're just believing for great freedom today in our lives. Freedom. Freedom to do the will of God. Free to do the will of God. There's so many of you that I'm praying with you today. You have dreams in your heart. You just think, dear God, are these dreams ever going to be fulfilled? Am I ever going to get to do the things that are really in my heart, the prophecies, the promises, the things that you've placed inside of me? Father, I pray for people today that have quit dreaming, they will dream again. They will dream again. And Lord, I believe that we can dream, because I know that dreams really do come true. And sometimes our dreams get broken, but God is a restorer of the breach. He's a restorer of those dreams. I really appreciate you praying with me today on BPN Radio, their 24-hour internet prayer station. And if you would like to make a contribution to this ministry, to Breakout Prayer Network, you just go to the bottom of your of the BPN radio.com, BPNradio.com. Right at the bottom, there's a donate button that you can donate. And you need to submit your prayer request. You just go to BPNradio.com, BPNradio.com, and right at the bottom there, you submit your prayer request. And if you will just double click on that, I'm doing that right this moment, put your name and your email address, put in your prayer request, and then click the submit button. It will go directly to Cheryl Ortiz and our national prayer team, and they will be praying for your prayer request the next 7 days. I want to thank Michael Sean Bourne, who produces this broadcast. And if you would like to be involved in any of his services, internet services. If you'd like to have an internet broadcast yourself, then you can go to his website. And that website for Michael Schonborn is ChristianDigitalBroadcasting.com. ChristianDigitalBroadcasting.com. And remember, you can pray with me daily on your iPhone, your cell phone, your smartphone. And all you have to do is just go to bpnradio.com, and then you click on iTunes. And when you get the iTunes app, then you just click in BPN Radio, and we'll come right up. And when you click your app the next time, there it is, BPN Radio. Thanks for being a part of the broadcast today. I'll be back tomorrow. You have a wonderful day. God bless you and keep you and cause his face to shine upon you today.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax-deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.